Hello, hello, hello. This is Ted Riley. You're listening to the Evening Pulsar here on Space Station Astro 1, where we all live, we all work here. We're all just a big community here on Space Station Astro 1. And it's third watch. You're hanging out. It's been a long shift, a long red shift. But here we are together. The Evening Pulsar, a lot to talk about tonight. First, just let me thank you for tuning in. This is the only radio station here on Space Station Astro 1, but don't think that I don't appreciate your constant listenership. I know you're out there, huddled around your radios, whether you're back in the residential quarters or you're over there in the space shuttle bay, or in the mechanical parts over there, your engineers, you're fixing ships over there, you're fixing spaceships, you know, fixing the quantum drives on there, just making sure that all those parts are in order. Or maybe you're working over in the restaurant district, and you're over there at Pete's Bar and Grill. Maybe you're cleaning out the deep fryer or the space fryer or the food processing units, you know, keeping track of our stocks, but making it delicious all at the same time. You've really got a good, if you're working in food service, I've got to hand it to you. Some of the food here on Space Station Astro 1 is among the finest food I've ever had just as a living person, just a living human. And I don't mean to exclude our alien friends or our trans human friends. I'm just saying that for a personal experience for me, some of the best food I've ever had. So we've got a big night tonight. We're going to be talking about just a couple of things that have been on my mind. I want to talk a little bit about our commander Horton Wiffle. Now I know this guy gets a lot of criticism out there. I know that there's people out there that don't like Commander Horton Wiffle, but I gotta say, Commander Wiffle to me is just maybe the finest leader that we could have out here, stationed in Sector Phi, out there just hanging out on a toenail in a dream, you know, just out there in the beyond, and that's where we are in the great beyond, and he's leading us, you know. Commander Wiffle is Commander Horton Wiffle. He's a man, he's a principled man. You know, he thinks through his decisions, so you know, let's not foist a lot of blame, is what I'm saying, on the commander for what happened, you know, 2 months ago, Earth Reckoning. It was an unfortunate incident, to be sure. Just to be attacked like that and to you know, we got caught with our pants down, you know, let's say it plain. But I think that even though we sustained just a minor amount of damage here and we had some loss of life, and my prayers go out to you if you lost a friend or a family member. But I think that in this time of, you know, possible crisis, not real crisis, possible crisis, we got to know who we can trust. And I'm telling you, from me to you, Ted Riley, your friend here on the Evening Pulsar, out to you, the listener out there on Space Station Astro 1, you should know you can trust Commander Horton Wiffle. He's serving our best interests, you know. He's doing it for us, folks. He's working for us, and let's not forget that. Got a big show for you tonight. We want to make sure that we're gonna cover all our bases. Got a lot of things to talk about, and of course, we're gonna talk about the tragedy from a couple months ago. But there's also some lighter things that I'd like to chat about with you. Some lighter happenings around the station. We'll call them personal stories, you know, from people out there that they've told to me, and then I'm going to tell to you, and I'm going to make sure you you hear what these people have got to say. Right now, though, we're going to take a short break, listen to a song. Someone sent this song in. Want to make sure that it gets a little bit of play here. It's very, very fascinating song. It's called My Beeps and My Boops. Very, very uplifting little song here by the Electron Bandits. That's My Beeps and My Boops. We're going to play it for you here now. My name's Ted Riley. This is the Evening Pulsar.
My Beeps and My Boops. 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 Where are you gonna put those beeps and boops? Where are you gonna put those beeps and boops? I put them in my data unit. I put them in my data unit. Always remember to save your beeps and boops in your data unit.
And we're back. You're listening to The Evening Pulsar. This is your host, Ted Riley. And of course, that was a song called My Beeps and My Boops by a band called The Electron Bandits out of the Gamma Quadrant. Now, this is a robo-minimalist beepcore movement popularized, I would say, about 10 years ago. But still producing lots of great songs, and I got to give it up to the Electron Bandits. That was a good one and a great message there. Always save your beeps and boops in your data unit. You can't go wrong if you save them. Now, of course, the Gamma Quadrant was the origin of the attack on Space Station Astro 1 those 2 months ago today, and I feel like it's time to talk about it a little bit. Now, I have some new information that I want to share with you about that attack and what happened, how it came about. I was informed today that the two ships, which we didn't know who they were until this point, nobody claimed responsibility, but we found out today that those were, in fact, Calrillian ships that attacked us. Calrillian ships. Now, I know that your instinct here is going to be to attack a Calrillian, you know, and I can't blame you. I can't blame you. We've got a lot of casualties and a lot of damage here, but I have to warn you: xenophobia, you know, racism against these aliens is not the answer. It's not the answer. We've got Calrillians living on Space Station Astro 1, and I want to say hello to them right now. Hello, Calrillians out there. I don't think that they deserve the blame for what occurred here. These were two rogue ships, you know, rogue Calrillian ships, and you can't lump everyone together. We're all different, we're all unique, we're all snowflakes here in the universe, and Calrillians are just a different color of that space rainbow. So, hug a Calrillian today, huh? Make sure they know that you don't blame them for the mass murder that occurred here. Make sure you tell them you love them. And I do too. Your friend, Ted Riley, here on The Evening Pulsar. Now I want to share with you a lighter side of the news here. I was at Pete's Bar and Grill the other day. Now, I'm sure you're familiar. It's over there in the restaurant district, Pete's Bar and Grill. Fantastic place to get a slider or a space popper. If that's your thing, you have dietary constrictions. For instance, if you are an alien race living here on Space Station Astro 1, Pete's Bar and Grill will fill all your dietary needs. They've got quite a selection. Quite a selection there. I was over at Pete's Bar and Grill the other day, and I gotta tell you, a young lady caught my eye, and she approached me. She said, you're Ted Riley on the Evening Pulsar. And I said, yes, of course I am. How can I help you, ma'am? And she said, well, I just want to tell you that I'm a big fan. I listen to your show every night, and I love what you're saying. I love the way you share with us. And Tammy, if you're out there, I just want to say thank you. Now, Tammy did have something else she wanted to say. She said, listen, I don't know if we talk enough about love on Space Station Astro One. And I said, what do you mean, Tammy? And she said, well, Ted, love is an important thing in this universe of ours, and I think we should encourage it everywhere it is. And I said, Tammy, I couldn't agree more. We've got to love each other. And so, Tammy, I'd like to play you a little song right now. And this goes out to all the lovers here on Space Station Astro One. All the people who are reaching out in this inky black darkness towards another humanoid or non-humanoid, trying to find that connection. Here it is.
Space love.
This is Ted Riley. You're listening to The Evening Pulsar. Of course, that was Space Love by Ronnie Orion. And again, Tammy, that goes out to you and to all the lovers out there, all the lovers out there on Space Station Astro One listening in to The Evening Pulsar this evening. I wanted to take a couple of calls here from the listenership out there, see what you guys are up to this evening. So, let's take it over to that right now. I think on the line right now, I've got Glorbios from Kronos, the time planet.
Yeah, this is Glorbios.
Hello.
Ted, I just want to say I'm a long-time listener, and I really love the show.
Well, thank you, Glorbios.
Oh, of course, I really appreciate
that. Now, yeah. Do you have a question?
Yeah, I've got a question that I wanted to ask, and it concerns those Calrillians.
Sure.
I got to tell you, I'm worried, Ted.
You're worried?
Yeah, I'm worried. Mm-hmm. And I'm not quite sure if I should be... But my neighbor is Calrillian.
You've got a Calrillian neighbor?
Yeah. I've got a Calrillian neighbor, and we've... You know, like, he's a really nice guy, but I just don't know if I should... You know, lock my doors at night more, or should I attack him and subject him to time punishment, which is just a regular punishment on the time planet?
You are friends with this Calrillian neighbor. Is that correct, Glorbios?
Yes. He's a buddy. We hang out from time to time, but, you know, hearing that a Calrillian attacked us, and this guy's Calrillian... What should I do, Ted?
Well, Glorbios, I want to thank you first for calling in, but...
That's no problem.
Let me just say right now that the Calrillians are our friends and partners, you know. They're not all terrorists, you know, just just the ones that attacked us, and let's make sure we keep these two groups separate, you know? There are Calrillian friends and there are Calrillian enemies, the same way. The same way that we have friends and enemies of all stripes, no matter where we go or who we are, you know. This is a universe full of beings, yeah. And let's respect each other.
Yeah.
Let's respect. How does that sound, Glorbios? Does that sound pretty good?
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. Thanks again.
Yeah, thank you, Glorbios. Thank you for calling in. We've got another caller right now. I believe this is. Okay, yeah, I'm getting it. Fantastico is calling in right now from the residential quarter. How are you, Fantastico?
Hello there, Ted.
Hello.
Thank you first for taking my call.
Oh, it's no problem, Fantastico.
Thank you.
Always happy to have callers call in on the show. What's your question today?
Well, Ted, I just want to say that you played a love song earlier.
Space Life, yes.
I gotta tell you, I've got a real rough thing going on right now.
What's going on, Fantastico? Well, maybe you can talk it out with me here today on the show, on the Evening Pulsar.
Ted, this is hard to say, my life mate passed away last year.
Fantastico. I'm sad. So sorry to hear that, Fantastico.
Well, I appreciate that,
our wishes go out to you.
Well, thank you, Ted. Thank you very much.
Yes.
What I'm wondering is mm-hmm. I'm ready to get back out there. You know, I'm ready to get back out there.
Sure.
And find love again, you know, and I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to close the deal, as it were.
Well, it's tough.
And I'm wondering if you've got any advice for just someone who's back out on the market, mm-hmm. someone who's ready mm-hmm. to love again mm-hmm. and to give and to receive and... If you've got anything like that for me, Ted, I would really appreciate it.
Fantastico, we are a universe of lovers out here on Space Station Astro 1, and I just gotta say, the best advice I have to give for getting back out there is to get back out there. You know, and there's a lot of places you can go and you can meet fun singles in either your alien race or a different alien race, if that's your quirk, if that's your thing. There's plenty of folks out there. May I recommend, you can always go down to Pete's Bar and Grill, and there's just a great scene there, just a great single scene, and a lot of folks out there that are as ready as you are to explore each other, to find out new things about each other, you know, and to take that step.
I'm ready to take that step.
I know you are, Fantastico, and I'm always happy to hear that someone is healing, you know, is healing and making themselves, making themselves a little bit better. Thanks for calling in, Fantastico.
Of course, and Ted, thank you again for chatting with me today.
That's not a problem, Fantastico.
You know, I'm gonna get back out there. I'm gonna get back on my feet, and I'm gonna make this work.
Good.
Make it work. Thanks.
Well, that's no problem, Fantastico. And again, you're listening to The Evening Pulsar. This is Ted Riley, and we took a couple of calls, we've heard a couple of songs, and now it's time to pay a couple of bills. So here we go, some advertising, and then we'll return in just a few moments.
Oh, no! Where did I put it? Where did I put my data unit?
Gerald, you've lost your data unit again? I don't think we can be biomates anymore.
Has this happened to you? Have you lost your data unit and now your biomate doesn't want to be with you anymore? Well, down at Bartlett's data units, we have data units to replace the data unit that you may have lost. We've got data units to store all of your beeps and boops. We've got big data units and small data units, and there are some data units which are medium-sized. So come down to Bartlett's data units. Remember, if it's not a Bartlett data unit, then you are having a bad data unit.
Bartlett's data units...
And we're back. This is, of course, Ted Riley, and you're listening to the Evening Pulsar. I want to thank everyone who called in today. Glorbios from Kronos, the Time Planet. And I want to thank Fantastico. And keep it up there, Fantastico. Keep your heart high. Keep your head even higher. You're going to find it. You're going to find love. Speaking of love, I want to also say hello again to Tammy. Tammy, I'm going to be at Pete's Bar and Grill later. If you want to have a drink together, work some of this out. I want to thank our sponsors too, Bartlett's Data Units. Remember, if it's not a Bartlett Data Unit, you are having a bad day to unit. So remember that. Remember to store your beeps and boops. And I'll see you here tomorrow. We'll be back, a special guest next time. Right here, on the Evening Pulsar. I'm Ted Riley, saying goodnight.